So has this happened to either of you guys, or if you're listening right now, has this happened to you where you wake up and you think it's time to go to work and you start to get ready and all that, and then you realize that your brain is not in sync with the clock?
Yeah.
And you've completely ignored that it says like 1 a.m. and you're getting ready to go to work. And you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened to me. I've heard it's happened to people, but...
It happened to me this morning.
Really?
I got in the shower.
At 1?
At midnight.
Oh, that's the
really?
Worst.
Yes.
You started to wake up.
Because I was like, and then I was like, it was kind of exciting when I realized, yeah. I got out of the shower and I looked at the time, and the time actually made sense. And I went, wait, I can go back to bed. And I did.
My God, you're losing it a little bit. I love waking up at midnight. I love it.
What?
Because I wake up in the middle of the night and I look at the clock and I'm like, yes, I
you
have
go
three
take a
more
whiz,
hours.
And you're like, oh, yes.
I love
I can sleep another 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I love looking at the clock and it says midnight.
I get annoyed when I don't wake up to pee in the middle of the night. And you know, and you wake up and you're like, it's like 5 minutes till your alarm's going off. And you're like, dang it.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
If it's between 0 and 5 minutes before your alarm.
Oh, it's the worst.
And you know what? It doesn't make one shred of difference in how
tired you are.
It doesn't make a difference. It's 5 minutes, right? But it feels like you lost out on the most important sleep of your entire night. So 7-9 Coast, I'm curious. Anyone else actually like gone as far as like getting in the car? Or like actually gone to work and been like, oh.
I cannot believe you got in the shower.
I got in the shower.
So did you think your alarm went off or something?
I don't know why.
You must have had a weird dream. I had a dream the other day and I thought I peed my pants and I literally had to feel the bed.
You had to like touch?
It was, and I haven't had a dream like that. It was literally it was before work. It was a weekday.
Yeah.
And I was, again, didn't want to get up to pee.
Yeah.
Oh my
but
God.
I was dreaming about I didn't want to get up to pee, but I really had to pee.
And that's when you fear that you thought you peed in your dream and you actually peed the bed.
And I peed in my dream and I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, did I pee my pants? And then I was like, get up and go to the bathroom. Yeah.
So this is kind of off topic, but you're going to appreciate it because that just triggered what my dream last night was. And it was all of us at Blake's dinner party Friday night, and he refused to serve us drinks. He said he wasn't going to serve until 6:30, and we were there at like 4:30 because we were texting about it. We were there super early, and you wouldn't give us a drink.
You too.
We had to it was like a little bar that was set up too, and we had like drink tickets. It was bizarre.
Holy crap!
Oh my God, you're going
to
give us a drink
It's just
ticket.
Coming back to me.
Oh, right.
And
I'm going to pick up drink
tickets. After 7 p.m. only.
Yeah,
this is so funny.
Yeah,
and you were not letting us. Nope. So not start until 6:30.
So you guys are really bent out of shape about this. Okay,
I am totally bent.
Here's what happened. So for people who weren't listening in the 5 o'clock hour and who weren't on the text thread with us, apparently Todd and Kelly thought they were coming over my house at like 11 a.m.
Well, I mean,
when it was supposed to be dinner and drinks.
Exactly, it's Friday.
Right. So but the thing, and I guess our group is kind of unique in that. The three of us work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel's done with school.
Yep.
She's a teacher, so she's out.
Yep.
And then Anda and Amanda have. Can you tell I woke up at midnight?
Jennifer.
Anda and
Just
Amanda.
Just call them Amanda.
I'm totally going to call them
Amanda,
that
right?
Now on.
That's their couple name, Amanda.
Amanda.
We got Blimothy, we got Amanda.
Yeah. We got.
What are we?
Rod.
Yeah, what are we?
Rod.
Yep. I like that one. That's a good one.
Yep. Yeah. And Jelly.
Done.
So on the thread, because we all don't have normal jobs that where you'd work until 5 or 6 or 4 or whenever, you know, people work on Fridays, I don't know.
I know.
They all kind of assumed, oh, we're going to get there like, you know.
Yeah, we're going to start early
afternoon.
Yeah,
why
I was
not?
Thinking
there's nothing else to do.
Your beautiful spot. Let's enjoy the sunlight.
Right.
Yeah.
So they and Tim texted my partner, whose birthday thing it is, texted, oh, come over whenever.
Right.
Right.
But this was before Tim and I discussed, oh, what time should we do it, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know what his schedule is on Friday or whether he's working or not. And I don't know. I mean, I have to work, you know, till at least like noon.
I'm calling out.
I know.
Right.
And apparently, Todd is so bent out of shape that I didn't say come over at 2 p.m.
Well, that's
that
imperfect.
He's having nightmares that. Where I'm handing out drink tickets and not giving them drinks at my house.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that you said 2 p.m. because that was the time that I was thinking.
That was in your head.
Yeah, that was my head. We leave around 1. We head back. We all head down. It's going to be great. Yeah. But
because
now,
the problem is you live so far away now. To get home, we have to leave earlier. And to, you know, if someone's a designated driver, they still want to socialize a little bit. So, you know, they might have something early in the afternoon and then not have something, you know, and then stop and have dinner and, you know, and all that. So
it all comes from
things
love.
Things need to start earlier now, Blake.
Things
you
need to start
to
earlier now.
Okay.
If we're accommodating, you need to accommodate us.
Right.
And I'm sorry about that, but it all comes from love.
I like how you're accommodating by being invited to my house where I'm going to give you drinks.
Maybe.
I'll bring booze.
Maybe not. Not according to my dream.
Okay, Todd, that was a dream. It's not reality.
I want Todd's drink tickets.
I can't believe you had a dream about it, Todd.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? I should just give you guys the keys and make sure the cocktail is ready to go.
Finally.
It's about time you offered that.
I'll mix up the cocktail tomorrow and just be like, okay, by the way, just let Oscar out if you get there early. Take him for a little while.
He's fine. Yep.